Welcome back to eBay Radio, the show that's top pinned and most often shared. Here is your host, Griff.
And of course, Griff is not with us. He's on sabbatical. He'll be back somewhere at the beginning of September. Griff will be back. So you're kind of stuck with me during the month of August, but I'm going to make it fun for you and I'm going to make it very profitable for you as well. We're going to be learning a lot. This segment is brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source. And just back from eBay Open 2016, Mark Levine from Bubble Fast, our buddy's here to tell us what he learned at the event. Mark, of course, is the CEO of Bubble Fast. Mark and his wife, Robin, have been attending every eBay Radio party and conference. And we were very happy to see him at eBay Open 2016. He joined us again at their booth in the community village. So, Mark, what did you find sellers are looking to do to improve their eBay packaging?
Well, first of all, hello, Lee. Cool. So good to hear from you, you know, after such a short time.
And you know Tim. He's here with me.
And Tim, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, Mark. How are you?
Good. There were so many people at the event. I'm sorry I missed seeing you there, but you sound great on the radio.
Oh, doesn't he have a great voice?
I saw
he
you
does.
From afar. I saw you over there talking to people. Your booth was full of people, so that's good.
Yeah, and Lee, you always make it fun.
Oh, so, thank you.
So
thank
you're
you.
Having a great show. So, you know, I got to tell you, if eBay does anything, one thing they really do right, one thing they really know how to do, is they know how to throw a good party.
Yeah, they do.
My goodness, that was great.
No, it was just, it was a fantastic time. There was so much energy and so much buzz in the air, shades of the old eBay lives when everybody came to see each other and learn from each other and talk and have a great time. And, you know, that's the reason why we go. And that's what we got out of it. We got so much buzz. I have to tell you, the whole idea of going there is to, you know, come back energized and see your little uptick in eBay sales. And we did experience that. So I'm hoping that everybody else who went, experienced the same uptick in their sales, because it is very energizing just to be there. It was a great show.
Hey, Mark, now, can you tell us a couple, man, I know you're in your booth a lot, but can you tell us a couple of things that you learned at the eBay Open event? Did you get to learn anything there?
Well, the cool thing about the setup of the event is that, you know, you've got the expo hall, and behind the expo hall, you've got the really cool little community village with eBay Radio there. And then right next door, you have the big hall where they have the keynote speeches and the general sessions where nobody's in the expo hall looking at the vendors anyway. So it was an opportunity for Robin and I to go and be in the general sessions and hear all the great talks. And we heard the keynote from Devin and from everybody else. And there were some things that we did take away from there, actually, that were very encouraging for us. Remember, we don't just sell shipping supplies. We're eBay sellers. So whatever there is to learn as an eBay seller, we're there for the same thing, too. And our experience over the years with eBay is that, you know, it's been a platform built on top of a platform, built on top of a platform, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, just because it's grown up from being so small to being so large that eventually certain parts of eBay weren't talking to each other very well. You'd go to report and see one number and go to the same report in a different section and give you a different number. It's been very frustrating over the years. So it was very encouraging to hear that now with the new seller hub and the rebuilding of the platform that everything is cohesive now. Wherever you go to find your numbers, it's going to be consistent and easy to read and easy to use.
Yeah, you know, Mark, the thing is I got the gist. I mean, the whole thing was about sellers, and they seem to be on our team now. I mean, they're really working for us.
Hello.
They really have to work for us, you know, so it's going both ways that they need us, we need them, and they've realized that. So that's one thing that's just
they're
fantastic.
Trying to get back to more of a community feel.
Yeah, ever since they came out with the announcements at eBay, at the eBay 20 last year with the fall seller update with all the great new changes strictly to benefit the seller and to recognize the seller and how hard we work for eBay and for our customers, you've got a feel that eBay is going back to its roots and coming back to community, asking us questions, listening, making changes, and making us responsible for the parts of our business that we can control and not making us responsible for the parts of our business we can't control.
Absolutely.
And I got to say, that's the best that eBay has ever done for the sellers since day one.
You know, it's very encouraging when you go there. When you come back, you're going, oh, man, this is good. It makes you want to sell more. The thing about you know, the eBay show that's different than so many other shows is that they want the same thing we want. I want to sell more. They want us to sell more. So it's just, oh my gosh, it's a win-win situation. So, you know, of course the food was great too. So,
so Mark, did you have a chance to listen to any of the Bubble Fast gift certificate tips?
Well, the really cool thing is that, you know, it was all one big room, but the whole front half of the room was the expo center with the major sponsors, and then we had the community village in the back where you had the typical eBay radio sponsors, and it was smaller and comfortable and quaint and just very nice, and we were back there with the eBay radio group, so we got to hear all the eBay radio broadcasts and hear all the great tips and hear a Bubble Fast name 16,000 times throughout the event as you're getting $25 gift certificates. And, you know, we're very happy to do that.
I always make sure that I say, now get your Bubble Fast gift certificate.
Yeah, it was said over and over. And I have to thank you because I got one of those gift certificates myself. I haven't used it yet, but I'm going to buy
some. What was your tip? I forgot. What was your tip? Do you remember?
Listen while you list.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
That was my tip.
Okay.
Why don't I buy me a bunch of Scotty stuffers? That's the best box. Oh, my goodness. I love that thing. It's great.
So then let me ask you something else, Mark. So while you were on that booth, did people come up to you with shipping issues, with wrapping issues, with bubble issues?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's like what we do, like on the phone or email or whatever. You know, we help people with specific need. So like if you have, like I have this product and I don't know what the best way to ship it, they'll ask us those questions and we'll say, well, this one is good for this size bubble wrap, or don't bubble wrap that one because it doesn't need it, or use this size box. So, you know, that's the best part about being at an event, is being face to face with other sellers so that you can help each other. So yeah, we had a lot of that and it was great.
So what's your hottest seller right now?
My hottest seller, well, the Scotty stuffer is always going to be one of the biggest sellers that we have.
You use them, Tim, right?
I use them all the time. It's the best. It fits perfect in the padded flat rate envelope, which I use. My goodness, I buy them by the, well, you don't buy them, they're free, but you get them by the hundreds.
So, Mark, explain to people who don't know what the Scotty stuffer is.
So there is a product, the best product ever from the U.S. Postal Service, called the flat rate padded mailer. Basically, it's a bubble mailer, plastic on the outside, bubble wrap on the inside. It's flat rate anywhere across the country. $5.90 or $6.10, depending upon what class you are in commercial with the post office. And if it fits, it ships. The problem is that if you want to ship something that's breakable, you're not going to put it just in a bubble mailer.
Like a mug.
Exactly.
Right. A mug that fits in there perfectly.
For mugs, but now for anything else, we created this box called the Scotty Stuffer that fits exactly perfectly inside the flat rate padded mailer, so it stretches it out to its biggest possible size, so that you can put up to 2 coffee mugs in there. You wrap them in bubble, put them in the box, that's second layer of protection. Put them in a bubble mailer with bubble wrap, that's the third level of protection. And off it goes for, you know, around $6 anywhere in the country. And that allows you to be competitive with anybody else who isn't using that product.
So before that, people were putting them in boxes.
Yeah, and it goes over the 1 pound. They're right at a pound. It's better now because when eBay negotiated with the post office, now we can go all the way to 15.99 and then it comes back to 15. So a lot of the mugs are right there, but still the weight of the box puts it over. Now you're 1 pound. Now you're back into over a pound. And so over a pound is 2 pounds. So the Scotty stuffer, way to go. Fantastic.
And who was it named after?
When we first created them, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, and by the way, it was created because of the eBay community specifically asking us for that product. I remember back then, Zone 7 was like $8.70.
Ooh, too much. And that was way back then.
Box, and it was $4.95 back then for the padded mailer.
Right.
So whatever it cost you for the Scotty stuffer, you know, you still save $2 or $3 in postage. And it's to this day still been one of our steadiest selling products.
Did you go to the eBay Celebration Gala? And by the way, Katie and Karen tell me I'm the only person in the world, Griff and I, that still call it the gala. They call it the Seller's Celebration.
I'm just going to call it fun.
Yeah.
So normally what you do is you go to a bowling alley and it has a bar. Well, this time we went to a bar that had a bowling alley.
Yeah, it was great.
I mean, it was so cool. It was a two-level bar. It was a club with two levels. And on the first level and the second level, there was like 16 lanes or something. I don't know. There's a bunch of bowling alleys up there. And the coolest thing of all is that eBay-branded socks.
Yeah, we got some socks.
Bowling socks.
I got socks from my wife.
I understand from my daughter people were stuffing them in their pockets as they left.
I have to admit, you know, we may have taken one or two.
They were giving them out. I got extras. They were giving them out at the door.
Yeah, I'm really wondering right now. I'm staring at, I'm walking around the neighborhood with eBay plastered on my socks.
So
that was genius.
So eBay shut down the whole thing for the eBay celebration. It was only eBay people inside.
Right.
And
right.
They were, my daughter says she was bowling to the sounds of the fray, and it was very, very good.
Yeah.
Like I said, eBay does it right. They know how to throw a party. They do know how to take care of their sellers, and we're just so happy that they did it. And we just look forward to doing this every year.
If there was one thing that they could do different next year, what would you want it to be? I'm writing this down.
If there's one thing that they could do different, I don't know. I could have, you know, it's hard to say.
The food was great.
We went to the general sessions. We didn't get a chance to go to any of the workshops because that's, you know, a lot of the times that's when we, you know, because we're sellers and sponsors. So for us, we're like on both sides of the table. So that part is always a little bit frustrating for us. So we would have liked to have been, you know, had the opportunity to go to a few workshops ourselves. I'm not so sure that eBay can do anything about that because we're kind of a unique situation, but that's probably the only thing that I'd like to be able to see a little bit different for us.
So then other than that, you give it an A+.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It was in the Venetian, which is one of the
You know what, sweetheart?
Hotels.
We give you an A+ too. There's our music. This segment was brought to you by BULQ, the easy way to source. Next up, open phones, 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. You're listening to eBay Radio.
I hear you've added some drop-shipped items to your eBay inventory. How's that working for you?
I drop-ship with Doba. They make it easy.
How did you figure out what to sell? And how do you know if a supplier is going to ship quickly and be reliable? It all seems kind of scary to me.
It was for me, too, until I found Doba. They don't just offer you access to an online catalog of over a million products. Doba also keeps a scorecard for every one of their suppliers. It tells me how quickly they ship, their fulfillment rate, even how likely they are to be out of stock.
That doesn't sound so scary.
And Doba doesn't stop there. Their in-house support team helped me decide what products are trending or selling. They send me updates on shipped items and communicate with my supplier, so I don't have to.
Maybe I should try Doba for my business on eBay.
Why not? You can try it risk-free for 7 days. Just go to doba.com/eBay Radio.
doba.com/eBay Radio. Thanks. I'm on my way.
When it comes to listing software, you need a tool that really understands how you work and can grow with your business. 6-Bit Software is the natural solution because eBay certified provider John Slocum understands. He's been building software for eBay sellers ever since 1998 when he developed Auction Assistant for his father-in-law. You may already know John as the creator of Blackthorn. 6-Bit is his biggest and best e-commerce tool yet. 6-Bit lets you run your multi-channel business right from your desktop. From listing to shipping to inventory management. There are three versions of 6-Bit. Home and Hobby, Small Business, and Enterprise. So it can grow along with you. And when you need support, John and his team are there for you, just like they've been for years. Auction Assistant worked for John's father-in-law. Now let 6-Bit work for you. Try 6-Bit free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com.
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo, set up your store pages and profile, and above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere from big screens to small. contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
Listen while you list. BMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network.